FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Gray, Nothing is Wasted. Brandon Heath, Human Nature, good morning to you. It's 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. A happy Thursday going out to you. The WJTL remote crew will be reporting from Jubilee Ministries in Warnersville on Tuesday, August 17th. We'll be there from 2 to 4 p.m., joining their celebration of National Thrift Store Day. What a good day. Visit the WJTL remote blog at WJTL.com for more details.
Joining us live on the phone from Samaritan's Purse is our friend area coordinator, Sandra Edling. We're going to be talking about Operation Christmas Child this morning. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me this morning.
So wonderful to have you on the phone. Is there anybody you want to say hi to? I understand you have quite a bit of family in this area.
I do. I'm going to give a shout out to my mom and dad, who live over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as well as my sister, Anna. And we have two area coordinators out in Lancaster as well that I'd love to give a shout out to, Deb and Dan. So I know they're all listening this morning and excited to be able to talk about Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child.
Tell us about Samaritan's Purse first, if you would, Sandra.
Absolutely. Samaritan's Purse is an international relief organization. we do all kinds of projects around the world, all in the name of Jesus. We're out, you know, wherever a disaster may be after a hurricane. The earthquakes in Haiti, Samaritan's Purse was the very first organization on the ground offering support and relief to the individuals who are affected by that a number of years ago. We were responding currently to forest fires. We're responding, like I said, to aftermath of hurricanes, tornadoes right here in the United States. And then, of course, we help. We had a hospital over in Erbil for quite a while, just helping, again, for individuals all around the world who might be in need of help. All in Jesus' name.
And I know it's going to be 100 degrees today, so it might seem inappropriate to some, but I actually think it's a little refreshing that we can talk about Operation Christmas Child.
Yes, absolutely. We're always excited to talk about Operation Christmas Child. So National Collection Week is not that far away. We begin collecting our shoeboxes this year on November 15th. So now is definitely the time to start thinking about packing those shoeboxes.
Well, we're going to talk more about that and how folks can get involved. In the meantime, Sandra, can they visit you online at Samaritan's Purse or to find out more about Operation Christmas Child?
Absolutely. Our website is www.samaritanspurse.org. You'll find all kinds of information there, not just about Operation Christmas Child, but about our domestic and international relief efforts. So we'd love to have you visit there and check it out.
Check it out, SamaritansPurse.org. We'll talk more with Sandra coming up in a bit. Also, music from Mercy Me next. With SR-